Hey, this is Chris from PleasureMechanics.com, and today we are thrilled to welcome Sophie DeLancey. Sophie is dedicated to creating porn that is both beautiful and ethical. She is vice president of a group of erotic websites, including the feminist porn award-winning website, theartofblowjob.com and theartofcunnilingus.com. Her approach to porn creation focuses on using real couples, responsibility and transparency, and the intersections of feminism, authenticity, and aesthetics in porn. We are thrilled to welcome Sophie to Speaking of Sex to talk about how to make fellatio more pleasurable for both partners. Sophie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So in focusing so much on blowjobs, and we spend some time on your site, and there's just hour after hour of beautifully shot blowjob porn.
So many blowjobs.
Has your attitude about oral sex changed at all through your work?
Honestly, I think chiefly among the reasons I was hired and I was a really good fit for like working to develop specifically your blowjob and then our sort of oral sex focus as a whole is that I'm very enthusiastic about oral sex and kind of always have been. So I don't know if it's necessarily that my kind of opinions and experiences have changed all that much because they were so in line with this idea that there is pleasure in giving pleasure. Mm. And it's exciting for us because we have the Art of Cunnilingus as well. So when we talk about the pleasure of giving pleasure, we're talking about not just the pleasure of giving blowjobs. And for our site, it's often, you know, cis women giving blowjobs to cis men. Then we have the Art of Cunnilingus, which shows a lot of different kind of gender identities and sexualities interacting with one another and enjoying cunnilingus. So it's just the idea that it is exciting to find meaning in giving pleasure without necessarily always having reciprocal genital pleasure at the same time, that there's value in sex beyond just the physical sensations that we are getting at any given time.
Perfect. And this is my next question, actually, is when we ask guys about their idea of their perfect blowjob, they often mention that women have to enjoy what they're doing mm-hmm. and that enthusiasm and confidence is super important. So can you break down a little bit for the skeptics out there, what is there to love about giving a blowjob? And secondly, what can women do to learn to enjoy it more?
Well, yeah, that is a question that gets asked quite a lot because we do have a lot of interaction through blogs and social media and even just like answering emails with people who are in relationships and either they are blowjob givers or blowjob recipients or sometimes both, and they're trying to get a handle on this because you can have the most skilled blowjob in the world with all the tricks in the book and, you know, phenomenal deep throating and a lightning fast tongue and all of that. But if you look like you would rather be anywhere else, it does sort of diminish the experience. And I think it's the same with any kind of sex when if someone was going down on you in terms of cunnilingus and they looked bored and like they were phoning it in, it probably wouldn't be too sexy. Yeah. So when we talk about this, I try to come at it from a few different angles. One of the most basic and I think easy to access feelings is the feeling of being really skilled, being very good at something. I think there's something sexy about having not quite a cockiness, but a certainty that you've got some tricks up your sleeve, you got a bunch of different things to try. Even if you don't know the person you're giving a blowjob to fairly well, you have enough things and enough awareness that you can kind of parse what works for them and really play that up. It's a sexy feeling to know that you have those innate ability to really make someone feel incredible. So I think one way to approach it is just to think of how sexy it is to be skilled. Mm-hmm. Another thing is I'm big on thinking about empathy. So hopefully if you're giving a blowjob, you have received some kind of unilateral pleasure either recently or in the past, historically, and you can draw on the different feelings that you had as someone receiving pleasure, whether that's, I mean, first off, amazing physical sensations, but also the feeling of being doted upon, of being pampered, of being the center of attention, of having somebody really prioritize your pleasure, and how sexy that feels. And then have a kind of an inner monologue, a little chorus in the back of your mind while you're giving the blowjob, just thinking about how you're making this person feel the same way. Because I think a lot of the times we get bogged down in kind of really thinking about, what do I do next? What should I be doing with my hands? Do I look sexy doing this? And chances are, if you have a certain level of enthusiasm and a certain level of understanding of how your partner's body works and what they respond to favorably, they're not worried about the little things. They're experiencing a phenomenal blowjob, and they probably don't care if your hair's out of place. One other thing is the idea of, as I said before, the pleasure of giving pleasure, of being the person to kind of bestow that. And it comes with a certain amount of power. The ability to make someone come is a very powerful thing. And if you're at all switchy or dominant-minded, if that's something that comes into your play, that can be very powerful and intoxicating. On the flip side, if you are at all submissive-minded or switchy, you can access this idea of giving a service, providing a service. You can go as submissive or as dominant in your mind as you would like to. And I think for a lot of people, even if they're not very kinky in their life, even if BDSM does not fit in their sexual lifestyle, they do have, I think, little dormant sides of themselves that, in again, their inner monologue, will come out and kind of fit in somehow.
Yeah. We often talk about how the same sex acts can be overlaid with different erotic energies to create totally different experiences. And one of the things I really noticed on your site is a lot of the blowjobs are very slow and sensual versus the blowjobs we see in a lot of other porn that are very rough and fast and furious. Yeah. And in talking to women, they often struggle with giving blowjobs because it hurts and their jaws get sore or even pop out of place. Mm-hmm. So what is the importance of giving yourself permission to slow down and make it a sensual, pleasurable experience, like for your mouth, like on the very physical level?
Well, I think it's very important when it comes to people's aversion to blowjobs, especially giving blowjobs. A lot of it tends to stem from this idea that a blowjob is this rough, passive act where you're sort of receptive to a lot of thrusting and people not caring about your gag reflex or caring about your jaw. And that's something that's been reinforced by the mainstream sexual script in a lot of porn.
Yeah.
And also in a lot of other cultural senses. And I think there is tremendous value in slowing down, because first off, if you go by the mainstream sexual script, you may find that your partner wants that, and that's great. If that is honestly what feels good for their body, then there are ways to work around it. But likely you will find that they just didn't really think of the other option, and that in fact, if you slow down, if you take your time, if you draw out an entire long lick, then that will feel incredible. I also think there's no harm in mixing the two. And that's something that I think happens a lot on our site as well, is that we have an element where there is this very slow, sensual, sort of, I think of it as intentional blowjob. It's very purposeful. It's every action is done with a certain amount of thought, a certain amount of feeling. And then as it progresses, and as is kind of natural a lot of the times when dealing with penises, to actually come, if that is the plan. I mean, a lot of blowjobs segue into other sex acts, but if it's a blowjob in and of itself, or if it's a blowjob to kind of culminate a sexual experience, then there is a certain necessity to get a little bit faster or to go into whatever mode of stimulation that will get them over the edge, which for a lot of people is a more intense stimulation. So I think there's a really nice thing about this kind of sensuality is that it does not need to be standalone. You can have the slow sensuality that as the blowjob continues and progresses, slowly speeds up a little bit, gains momentum, creates a little more intensity. And then what I often suggest when it comes to people talking about concerns with jaw pain or with issues with gag reflexes is don't be afraid to use your hands. There, for some reason, some people think that a blowjob has to be just your mouth and only your mouth and only ever your mouth. And yes, a blowjob does quite certainly involve the mouth, but the mix of stroking and sucking, even like shallow sucking, just sucking on the head or using your tongue or whatever it is your partner likes, in addition to stroking the shaft, either with one or two hands, playing with the balls with a hand, it allows you to have that same intensity and often to have a much kind of faster, more rigorous stimulation without compromising for people with jaw pain or issues with gag reflexes. So, I mean, certainly I think giving permission to engage in that sensuality is important, and it, to me, kind of almost disturbing that it's not more ubiquitous, but it's not to diminish the value of more intense stimulation either, because for some people that's how either how they get off or how they want to get off. And I think there are a lot of ways to compromise and kind of play within that. I think you don't need to be one or the other.
A choose your own blowjob adventure.
Exactly. And it's always an adventure.
And we've talked a little bit about attitudes women can take on to make it more pleasurable. What can men do to make the experience more pleasurable for their partners?
Well, so one that comes up relatively frequently, actually, especially when I'm talking with blowjob givers, is they'd love their partners to shower regularly. And that's just, I mean, it's not to body shame and it's not to make people feel bad, but I think there is a certain amount of value, especially if you're coming to a partner who you don't know, like maybe it's a early date or, you know, the first time playing together, just to err on the safe side, because there are a lot of people who do like more kind of natural scent and flavor, and that's awesome, but coming to it from a neutral palate. So I'm not saying like there aren't any penis douches, but if there were, you don't need to engage in that. You don't need to spray perfume, but just, you know, having had a shower within the last 24 hours or so is probably just fine. A lot of it comes down to communication, and that is really the thesis of all blowjobs, is that communication is important. For blowjob givers, what I often hear as well is that, and this goes back to our discussion about kind of rough stimulation, is that the recipients will thrust without thought, will sort of grab and pull hair, push down heads. And all of that, again, is fine. There's nothing wrong with that sexual expression, but there is something wrong with assuming that it is appropriate and assuming that your partner is okay with it. It's shown, again, in mainstream porn very regularly that blowjobs are this rough thing where the recipient is the one in control. And that is something that's a real turnoff for a lot of people giving blowjobs, is when they feel like their body autonomy isn't being taken seriously, when they are being pushed in ways that they don't want to be pushed, or maybe they would like to be pushed that way, but would like a little heads up. So checking in before doing something rough, doing something unexpected, is valuable. And that includes, in terms of things that are unexpected, well, expected of a blowjob, but not maybe as as expected minute to minute, is giving a little notification when you think you're about to come. Is valuable, because there's nothing wrong with cum. Cum is distilled pleasure. It's very exciting. But a lot of people's problems with blowjobs, in addition to the kind of rough side of things, come from concern about cum, what to do with it, maybe a strong aversion. There are so many people who are super tasters or who have food aversions because of texture. So it's understandable that cum is somewhat difficult to sell as something to keep in your mouth and then swallow. So just letting people know, because maybe they would want to, towards the end of the blowjob, move the penis out of the mouth and move it somewhere else. Maybe just to let them know so they don't choke on it. I also suggest for people who have taste issues but would like to swallow, or texture issues but would like to swallow, is to get a little bit better at deep throating, to kind of put some time and effort into that practice. Because if you just put the penis in your throat while they come, then, well, you're not going to have it on your tongue. You're not going to be tasting it or feeling the texture as much. It's just kind of already on the way down. So whatever it is that the giver needs to kind of get prepare for the cum shot means that having a little notice is valuable. I think in general, just going back to the communication, just finding out what your partner wants to do, having a little check-in about boundaries, whether that means having a conversation beforehand or maybe having a conversation after the first blowjob, if we're not talking about serious boundary issues, but just like, well, you know, what do you like in terms of a blowjob? Just having that conversation, which can also happen very easily during dirty talk. Do you like it when I blank? I love it when you blank. Any of this information we have helps to create a better blowjob experience for both parties, because coming from the giver, you get to find out if the techniques you're using are working for them or what techniques work for them better, what kind of intensity level and speed works for them. But then coming from the recipient to the giver, being able to kind of check in, make sure they're doing okay, you know, ask if you want to thrust, ask if you want to change positions. All of these things are totally fine, but only if we talk about it.
Good advice. And when we talk to men in our community, it surprises us how often they mention the emotional experience of receiving blowjobs. They say things like, it feels like I'm finally being accepted and loved. Mm-hmm. It makes me feel safe. What do you hear from guys about the emotional side of oral sex?
Well, I think there is a universal feeling when it comes to any kind of oral sex that you're putting something a little vulnerable out there. You're putting your genitals very close to somebody's face so they can, you know, unless you're in the dark, they can see it. They can see what you may perceive to be imperfections or things that don't quite live up to the, again, mainstream porn sexual script of how genitals are supposed to look. Maybe a little bit less with blowjobs. Why I've been thinking a lot about cunnilingus lately, because I've been talking about the art of cunnilingus quite a lot. The reason why a lot of women don't engage in receiving cunnilingus is because there's a lot of body shame, a lot of internalized body shame about vulvas and vaginas. There's maybe a little less of that with penises, but it's not entirely without the sort of concerns. So I think being able to be vulnerable, being able to put yourself out up close to be tasted and smelled and felt and seen is emotional in and of itself. And I think there is something in that kind of doting, appreciative feeling that we get when we're giving a blowjob that is very much received by the person getting the blowjob, that they understand and intuit what it is to have somebody focus on their pleasure. And it is very emotional, I think, to have the eye contact and that kind of connection, that kind of chemistry that comes from just laying back, letting it all go, and know what it is to have that person care about your pleasure. And I think that's why I'm so into not necessarily the one-to-one quid pro quo oral sex for oral sex, because not everybody is that into oral sex, or at least oral genital sex. But whatever it is, that kind of doing something pleasurable and sexual and sensual for somebody, it's exciting to do that and to get the empathy, so that when you're giving a blowjob or you're giving some other type of unilateral pleasure, you know what it is to receive it. And when you're receiving it, you know what it is to give it.
And for people who are in relationships where oral sex has kind of faded away over time, what are some conversation starters or ways to initiate oral sex to bring it back into a relationship and express your desire without putting pressure on the person to perform in a certain way?
That's another one that comes up quite a lot, and it's challenging. On a personal level, I'm a fan of pretty radical honesty. So I think there is value in just saying, hey, you know, I've really been appreciating this, this, and this about our lives together. One thing that for me, I'd love to maybe try out again. And you can say this as clinical and technical or as sexy as you want, depending on how you think it'll be interpreted and how you feel comfortable. One thing that I'd love is to feel your mouth on me. Or like, another thing that's very helpful is engaging in callback and memory. So do you remember that one time that we blah, 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 and you gave me a blowjob, it was so phenomenal. I think that's something that's exciting. And definitely giving some compliments. It shouldn't be transparent, and I think it should be rooted in truth as much as in intention and desire to get it again. But if you can think about maybe three things that you love about the way your partner gives oral sex and telegraph that. So recall is a good tactic for this, or even just bringing it up organically, saying, you know, I have always loved the way you give blowjobs because you look at me in the eyes, and that's just what sets me off. And no matter what you're doing, the thing that makes me come is that connection that we have, that chemistry, that eye contact, or, you know, that little thing you do with your tongue. I've never felt that way. It's the most phenomenal thing. Just having, not coming to it from a place of, well, you don't give me blowjobs anymore and that makes you a bad partner, or you don't give me blowjobs anymore, so there's something wrong with our relationship, or, you know, this isn't working. But just trying to put a positive spin on it, trying to give them permission and agency and to enable them to open that side of themselves up. The other thing is, it's really important if oral sex has waned, there are a lot of reasons why that can happen, but it is valuable before you even have this conversation to look at yourself and look at your role and your behaviors in the relationship and see if there are things that maybe could bring the spark back organically. I don't have to say this too much, which is nice, but I do occasionally have to say, okay, well, so you don't get blowjobs anymore. Do you do anything to give your partner pleasure? And if the answer is no, or you have to think about it a bit, then maybe there are some things that should be changed before this conversation is had. You can also have the conversation of like, hey, I think we're waning and I totally take some responsibility in this. And I know I have not been proactive about your pleasure, or I have not been proactive about doing things that foster a sexual environment. You know, if your partner is doing 100% of the emotional, physical labor, doing all the cleaning, doing all the cooking, doing all the preparations and all the organization of, you know, household matters, lift a finger, please. That you're not necessarily going to feel sexy if you've been slaving over a hot stove and schlepping kids around and all of that. I think there are a number of reasons why sex, especially things that people consider more extraneous like oral sex, tend to go by the wayside. And a lot of that comes from one partner feeling like stress and like just the sexual side of themselves has taken a backseat to other things going on. So more equitable division of labor is important. But also, not to say that you should give your partner pleasure to receive pleasure. I think that's bad. But if you're fostering an environment where their pleasure is prioritized, where you're actively seeking to give them the kind of pleasure they want, you're asking about what they want, you're trying to intuit their needs, you're trying to be creative with it, you're trying to kind of come from a communicative, connected place, then more often than not, your kind of behaviors and your efforts will kickstart that same feeling in your partner. And maybe it's not going to be immediate, but I think there is more likely your partner will kind of see what you're doing, experience what you're doing, and that empathy will kick in and they'll think, oh, you know, I love how they really care about getting me off before we start having penetrative sex. Or I really appreciate that they make me feel sexy throughout the day, that they have sort of engaged the sensual side of themselves. I'd love to do the same thing for them.
Beautiful. I'm really hearing kind of a holistic overview of the relationship and the sex life as a whole, and then oral sex's place as part of it.
Yeah, I think not enough people look at the big picture and they just look at their genitals, which is fun to a certain extent, but often they're missing the other things that could contribute to a happy sex life, including oral sex, if that's something they want.
Beautiful. And can you tell our audience where to find you and what you offer on your site?
Well, you can find The Art of Blowjob at theartofblowjob.com. And you can also find us on theartofcunnilingus.com, slowmotionblowjob.com. And then we have social media. We have at The Art of Blowjob. We're facebook.com/TAOBJ because they would not let us have blowjob on there. Our Tumblr is official, theartofblowjob.tumblr.com. And you can find me at Sophie Delancey on Twitter. And what we offer on The Art of Blowjob specifically is we offer at this point close to 500 updates, including beautiful sensual videos, photo sets, portraits, and an educational component where we have short videos with techniques being kind of put front and center and a voiceover explaining the technique and different ways to incorporate it into a blowjob.
Perfect. And it is unlike most porn you've seen out there. Definitely recommend you check it out. Sophie Delancey, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed our interview with Sophie. If you want more from Sophie, including her best tips for more pleasurable and more frequent oral sex, check out our Foreplay Mastery course. We've just added her fellatio advice as a bonus in that course on top of all of the incredible foreplay techniques and strategies. As a member of our podcast community, please use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX for 20% off any of our online courses. You'll find it all over at pleasuremechanics.com. I'm Chris, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure. Cheers.